CBS News, I'm Peter King. All right, so you don't hear this sound too often in North Carolina, but the snow shovels are out.
We are getting a pretty significant snowfall, and now the worst part that we're getting now is the winds have started to pick up off the ocean out of the north, and I would say we're getting whiteout conditions.
Sam Walker is with CBS radio affiliate WOBX-FM on North Carolina's Outer Banks. This huge storm will have dumped snow from the Carolinas to New England by the time it's all done. In New York City, maybe a foot and a half. WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman.
It's mid-afternoon that the heavier snow will be moving in, and that's going to continue right through this evening. The wind is going to be a big factor in this one. Wind gusts to or exceeding 35 miles an hour this afternoon, perhaps gusts over 50 miles an hour tonight.
The airlines have grounded hundreds of flights. This woman was at Dulles near Washington.
Frustrated because I was supposed to go in Atlanta, but my flight got canceled.
Several Americans have been killed after a tour bus slammed into a truck in southern Egypt. Reporter Marwa Raka is in Egypt.
There was a parked truck on the road, and the bus just hit that truck and overturned, killing 8 American tourists. 6 women and 2 men.
Raka says accidents like this aren't all that unusual there because roads and buses are poorly maintained. Post-Christmas sales are underway after a robust retail season. Some shoppers were up and at it early.
It's more relaxed because I don't think women are out to kill me when I go through these doors today.
I'm Dan Raviv. A little Christmas cheer in the economic forecasts that CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason's been hearing.
The outlook for next year is significantly brighter, I think, and is going to be improving throughout the year as it goes.
No guarantees, but companies plan to make more and sell more, and that should mean more hiring. The unemployment rate is just below 10%, but others who could be looking for jobs have given up for now. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
In the middle of the holiday travel season, Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano says those full-body scanners aren't going anywhere.
Not for the foreseeable future. You know, we're always looking to improve systems and so forth, but the new technology, the pat-downs, just objectively safer for our traveling public.
She appeared on CNN's State of the Union, and almost 2 months after what the president called a shellacking in the midterms, the Obama administration is putting a positive spin on the flurry of congressional activity and recent administration victories. Senior advisor Valerie Jarrett on NBC's Meet the Press.
Early on in the administration, I think the Republicans made a concerted decision to really oppose what we did. And I think what we saw after the midterm is a president who said, I'm going to reach out more, I'm going to try harder, and they reciprocated. And that's, I think, what the people want.
Hugh Hefner is about to tie the knot again. The Playboy founder and publisher says he's marrying 24-year-old girlfriend Crystal Harris. This is CBS News.